Hello, my name is Markan Abazari. This is Geopolitics Podcast, and the topic of this episode is geopolitics of Israel. Israel is geopolitically very significant and very important. Because geopolitically, Israel is located on the land transit line and land transit corridor between Africa and Asia, and connects the two continents. But in practice, it's a separation barrier between the two continents, because Israel will not allow Muslims to transit by railroads or by roads to a state of Israel. So it's a roadblock at the moment between Middle East and North Africa, separating two continents. Now, there are other ways to connect the two continents, for example, building a tunnel or a bridge over Bab al-Mandab between Yemen and Djibouti. Now, the bridge had been built in the past over Bab al-Mandab between Djibouti and Yemen. Back then, there was no country of Djibouti. Djibouti was created later, but the bridges get destroyed over time and due to wars and conflicts. So best way to have a constant transit at this moment between Africa and Asia is a tunnel under Bab al-Mandab from Yemen to Djibouti. But if Israel allows transit from land from Asia and Africa, that would be the safest and easiest way to have a land transit between Asia and Africa. It is one of the most important significance of Israel. But Israel is significant in another manner and in another geopolitical arena. And its close vicinity, and close distance to Suez Canal. Israel is on the both sides of Suez Canal, meaning north of Suez Canal, Israel can have near access by ships or by military jets to Suez Canal to protect or to close the Suez Canal. And then there is also, there is Sinai Peninsula, which ships belonging to Israel must go and, go around, and then they can get to Suez Canal or, extension of it on the Red Sea to, protect or close down the Suez Canal from the Red Sea. So Israel is on both sides of Suez Canal and is also very important for the land transit. And this is very important geopolitically. Now we have created many roadblocks around the world to prevent some nations access to open seas or prevent land transit. For example, we created a state of New Jersey to prevent Pennsylvania's access to open seas, forcing Pennsylvania to join Union of United States of America. So Pennsylvania joined our union by blocking access to open seas by creation of a state of New Jersey. Another such a state we created was Eritrea over Ethiopia, blocking access by Ethiopia to open seas and breaking the nation into two countries. And there are many of such, designs, both for connecting the different parts of the world and for separating different parts of the world. For example, there are many of them. We explain them in different episodes. But again, Israel has a role of blocking access from Asia to Africa. We do not want Israel to be on Suez Canal. During Egypt and Israel war, we helped Israel a great deal to be successful against Egyptians. But then they became too successful, and they conquered and occupied lands of Egyptians, and they came very close to Suez Canal. Then we helped Egyptians to destroy Israeli tanks, and the Israeli tanks were destroyed by our helps, and Israelis, withdrew all the way back to their current border. The same way we helped Israel during the Six-Day War, because Israel was to be defeated and occupied on land by Arab states during the Six-Day War, but we, defeated and scared Arab states, and they withdrew from Israel. the same way we helped Israel later during the war between Israel and Egypt. We defeated Israel and forced Israel back, so Israel was not expanding all the way to Suez Canal. We wanted Suez Canal to be controlled by one state, and that one state is Egypt. The same way America has a state of Israel for future to, you know, control the Suez Canal if there need be. Iran also has Gaza, or, you know, the city of Gaza, a Palestinian territory in Israel, to have a military port, a military base in future to control the access to Suez Canal and have near access to Suez Canal. It's one of the long-term geopolitical designs to have Iran have military and naval base in Gaza, not to battle Israel, but to control Suez Canal from the north and from Mediterranean Sea. This is another design we have for geopolitics. Now we get to the weather warfare and effects of weather warfare and reason the weather warfare is applied on the region. If you get to Sinai Peninsula, which is Egyptian territory, it's desert. It's all deserts. If you get to Negev, south of Israel, you'll see it's deserts and it's from almost free from human habitation. They enforce the, you know, the drought and the status of deserts to these two regions to have them dry and not populated. So there is no human activity and no metropolitan in those two locations, making it difficult to transit through Suez Canal. Sinai Peninsula and Negev Desert historically were location of very important and old civilizations. Some continuous civilizations were present there for thousands of years with human habitations, human activities, and bustling economies and culture. They were wiped out from history, and they were Muslims. And there is some traces of them are still there, but some of them are buried under sands due to moving sands, and some other ones are not known, and some of them are known to peoples. But they are pretty much killed off and forced to migrate to make sure Sinai Peninsula and Negev Desert is free from human and not habited, so we can, you know, ensure areas connecting close to Red Sea and Mediterranean Sea and close to Suez Canal, it is mostly deserts and not occupied by people. The same way both sides of the Red Sea is almost desert. Saudi Arabia desert, Sudan desert, Egypt desert. It's because we don't want too much humans and too much settlement. I want to have lots of good things for them, but they don't want to allow them to have, you know, so many cities and towns around the Red Sea, Bab el-Mandab, and Suez Canal. It's another geopolitical significance of Israel. Israel is not only protected by its superior military against its Arab neighbors, but there is also a fear created in the hearts of states around Israel, preventing them from attacking Israel. For example, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, and other countries, and even Jordan, are kept afraid of attacking and engaging Israel in a conflict. They have made peace agreements and agreements with Israel to ensure they are not attacking Israel for the security of Israel. For example, Egypt and Israel and Jordan and Israel. But as Saudi Arabia is also improving its relations with Israel. But they are also afraid of Israel. For example, any state trying to attack Israel will be very afraid of the consequences of such attacks by United States, from retaliation by United States and Israel itself. This is one of the effects of mind control, because by mind control, they make other countries afraid of attacking a state of Israel. But a state of Israel is not as scary and can be easily defeated by many actors in the Middle East, both on land and by military capabilities. And Israel is not as strong. So one of the major things that protects a state of Israel is manufactured and synthetic fear in the heart of Arab states. Agreements, peace deals, created between Israel and Arab states with the help of Americans. For example, we took Anwar Sadat to Camp David and imprisoned him for 40 days. President of Egypt was imprisoned in Camp David Washington, D.C. for 40 days. And when he was imprisoned, he was forced to sign a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. It is one of the ways we have ensured security of Israel. Israel also carries its military attacks on states that are powerful enough to defeat them at times that are very, very, very critical to geopolitics, policymaking, and other events. So they make them in a synchronized fashion with other events. For example, they attack Iranians in Syria right before Iranians have a talk with European Union, so Iran doesn't want to anger European Union and negatively influence opinion of European Union. So Israel makes attacks against Iranians in Syria right before such talks, or attacks other actors when there is another geopolitical event preventing retaliation by other states, which is planned very well to ensure Israel is not retaliated against. For example, certain actor is going to achieve certain things in a few days and then suddenly get hit, and if they retaliate against Israel, they will be retaliated against because the state of Israel is protected by several conventions and Israel is liked in the heart of other peoples around the world. See, they create a love for Israeli and Jewish people in the heart of many peoples, and I have no opposition to it. I'm just explaining to you so you understand. And people around the world like Israel. So if you attack Israel, people will be angry at you. Also, nations and actors from Russia and America to China and other actors will be very angry when the state attacks Israel due to World War II and genocides and Holocaust. And Israel uses this and materializes this as a means of attacking other states. Israel has been used as a tool by geopolitics and world order teams and America. For example, whenever Israel goes and complains about a nation, for example, Israel says Iran wants to wipe out Israel out of the map. But Iran did not really say it as such. Iran meant something else. But Israel uses this one sentence and also Iranian civilian nuclear program together to make it appear as if Iran is building nuclear bombs. And then Israel is constantly talking against Iran around the world, in United Nations and other international community gatherings, even going to Russia and China and complaining again about nuclear program of Iran. This way, America uses Israel to gather support and enmity against Iran. For example, Obama could have not pressured Iran on his own and gathered international support to sanction Iran because of its nuclear program. Only by help of Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel using the security and future of Israel and possibility of attack on Israel by nuclear warheads to gather a global support to sanction and pressure Iran during Ahmadinejad presidency in Iran. This is another method Israel is being used for achieving goals of world order, balance of geopolitics, and United States of America. Israel also has killed many Palestinians and has been involved in a slow genocide of Palestinians, slowly kicking them out of the lands and slowly killing them, but not in a very rapid and fast rate. For example, Holocaust happened in 2 years, but genocide of Palestinians happened in 7 years and still continues to this day. So Israel does it slowly and openly in front of eyes of the world. But again, Israel is under close surveillance and watch by the Middle Eastern nations and different actors around the world. There have been genocides far larger than Holocaust, in which 20 million Muslims have been killed. For example, in Myanmar, in the hand of Myanmar government, and Yemen. Also in Africa, has been larger scale genocides of Muslims. Also during World War II, there was not only Holocaust of Jewish people, but also Holocaust of Muslims, because Muslims were already present in the United States of America and in Europe in millions number, and they were killed, but they are not reported in historic books now. If you go to the old historic books, immediately after post-World War II, you will find out as there were as many as there were Muslims in Europe as much as Jewish people. They were also all killed in Europe along with Jewish people during Holocaust. Israel is economically successful, not only because of investments by the West and economic activities which other nations have in Israel. Also, there is rich Jewish people with a strong financial and economic capabilities by which they invest in Israel, and it positively affects economics of Israel. Also, America gives military and economic aid to Israel, which greatly boosted Israeli economy. But in addition to this, we also have help for the state of Israel to have, by the help of mind control, to have startups, high techs, and military equipment manufacturing and engineering. So there are a vast network of high tech industries, security corporations, security firms, and military industry companies, which are operating by the help of mind control, meaning they are mind controlled to do high tech economic activities and have economy of Israel to function well. So economy of Israel function well is because of helps by America, Jewish people themselves, and by the help of mind control. Hezbollah is another balance of power territory and organization. They are called terrorist organization by Israel and America, but Hezbollah is actually a balance of power organization, meaning its duty is balance of power. They created Hezbollah to be a balance of power preventing expansion of Israel on Mediterranean Sea, because Israel occupied even capital of Lebanon several decades ago, and was their long-term projects was to expand a state of Israel all the way to Turkey, blocking access of Syria to open seas, meaning they would have closed access of Syria and Middle Eastern nations to Mediterranean Sea, and making Syria a landlocked state, and other states behind it, such as Iran, Iraq, and even the rest of Asia, would have had to go through Turkey to be capable of reaching Mediterranean Sea. So they created Hezbollah to prevent the expansion of Israel all the way to Turkey. So it was another reason Hezbollah was created. Hezbollah will be also a naval force and naval military base for Iranians. In future, there will be Iranian ships and naval forces, not for combating Israel, but for protecting Suez Canal from south of Lebanon. Hezbollah has lots of missiles and military capabilities such as drones, and is capable of defeating Israel in a military. Not in the form of all of war and battle of attrition. If battle of attrition, then Israel will be successful, but life in Israel will be very difficult if Israel combats Hezbollah. Hezbollah also has the capability to target all of nuclear warheads and all of the air bases Israel possess. For example, Hezbollah uses missiles and drones and destroy all of nuclear warheads Israel has in its nuclear silos, and also will destroy the air bases housing Israeli military jets, decimating Israeli capability to wage air battles and launch nuclear warheads. Thus, Hezbollah is capable of tying Israeli hands in air battles and in nuclear warfare. Israel has very advanced military equipment and has a large number of military equipment, and gets help to create its military industry and equipment to be having an edge against neighbors and actors. These are done to ensure Israel has military superiorities in a cutthroat battles. For example, F-35s and air superiority jets would be defeating some Saudi jets, Egyptian jets, or Iraqi jets because they are kind of friends, but if they attack Israel. So they will be defeating these nations' air force because of the advanced military equipment Israel possesses. But if it's in the case of a cutthroat battle, meaning three jets from Iraq or three jets from Saudi Arabia attacking Israel, if it's all-out air battle, Israel will be defeated. Meaning, for example, several F-15s are not enough to combat multiple F-14s or multiple 100 F-16s or many other advanced military equipments in the hands of some Middle Eastern actors. So all those air battles and all of military engagement between Israel and other and its neighbors will be leading to defeat of Israel and eventual surrender of Israel, a state of Israel, to the warring party, to other party. But if there is a cutthroat battle, then Israel will be successful. Back when there was World War II, Iran and Iraq war, there was all-out wars, meaning all the nations were working, producing military equipment, and all the capabilities and military equipment of these nations were used at once to engage each other in conflicts. Then it became cutthroat wars, like engagement between India and Pakistan, when there is like several military jets and some border skirmishes and limited conflicts. They later become even downsized to the level of battles between ISIS, you know, Syrian rebels, and Iran and Quds Force, when they use sniper rifles, artillery, and limited air strikes and drones to combat each other. But then, we explain part of the history to you here. ISIS was, you know, used to type of battles against Quds Forces and Syrian forces, where there were snipers and limited artillery attacks and cutthroat battles. But then when America and Russia were engaged in a battle against ISIS, Islamic State in Syria, there was battle of total bombardment and total decimation of cities and along with ISIS in Syria and Iraq. These type of battles happens at times, but we are trying to prevent them. The same way we limit military capabilities and military equipment being manufactured now. For example, we make Patriot missile batteries belonging to USA only having capability to use 4 to 8 anti-airs at once. But there was a time in history when there were batteries, anti-air batteries, with 64 anti-air batteries. Now we get to privilege of Israel to bomb its neighbors and Muslim actors once every 30 years. For example, Sudan is building a nuclear reactor or military industry that is dangerous or is not desired. Israel goes and bombs it. If Saddam does so, Israel goes and bombs it. But Israel does not have the privilege nor the right to attack Iranians in Syria or anywhere else. But Israel has been abusing the presidency of Trump to constantly bomb and attack Iranian targets and Syrian targets in Syria. If Israel repeat this, I will make it okay to bomb Israel. You see, the mind control prevents me from saying it. If Israel attacks Iranians in Syria, I will bomb Israel by air force and missiles belonging to Iran, Syria, and Syria and Hezbollah and Gaza. And then I will make it slowly acceptable and okay to bomb Israel by other actors. For example, Israel carries a strike against Sudan, then Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Lebanon, Iran, Syria, and everybody also goes and retaliates against Israel in retaliation. So I take away the fear of Israel, and I make it okay to attack Israel if you attack Iranians one more time. Now, we ourselves protect Israelis, and we want to confront them and prevent the genocide of Palestinians by other means. We have many capabilities and means to confront a state of Israel. First, we have capability to meddle in Israeli elections. We can change the outcome of Israeli elections. But no matter who we will bring to the power, there will be still problems because there will be long-term policies of Israel to attack its neighbors. And every time we want to bring leftists or progressives in Israel into power, whom will not be in wanting war, we're not wanting war or conflict with their neighbors and may want to have even two-state solutions, the system comes and removes the people we are trying to bring to power and brings another person, even from the left, who will engage Palestinians in a conflict. Because Israel has to continue genocide of Palestinians. As they used to say, the show must go on. And Israel must continue killing and removing Palestinians. But we can confront it. So one is we can meddle in elections of Israel. We can orchestrate protests in Israel. We can also start movements in European Union and America like BDS and anti-Israeli movements and pro-Palestinian movements, but they will be branded as anti-Semitism. So we cannot also have people branded as anti-Semitics. So another capability we have against Israel is to have the parliamentary members and parliament and representatives in European Union parliaments and in European nations and even in America to win the elections and ascend to seats of several Congress and Parliament. Then we will have them to talk about Palestine and genocidal people in Gaza and Palestine by Israel, trying to protect the interests of Palestine. But then they will be killed. For example, we had Joe Cox to be protective of interests of Palestinians in British Parliament, and she was killed by a knife attack. Then later they said it was done by, Britain First and far rights in Britain in support of Brexit, but in reality it was done because she was supportive of Palestinians. Another reason the Labour Party could not win the election against the Conservatives in Britain was because Jeremy Corbyn was supportive of Palestinian cause, and this is why they meddled in British elections and prevented the victory of the Labour Party, and thus Conservatives won and the Brexit was successful. So we can also bring the representatives that will be anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian in European and American Houses of Representatives, but then they will be sabotaged by media and they will usually lose the election afterward. Then we have United Nations Security Council. United Nations Security Council tries to, put sanctions or have statements against Israel, and every time they try to do so, America vetoes it. So they have made United Nations Security Council ineffective by constant veto by United States of America. United Nations itself as a whole also has been, making statements against Israel and pressuring Israel, but Israel pays them no minds. Israel does not respect international laws and international regulations and is not a responsible actor. Now, what's the geopolitical design by Israel? So they want to separate Muslims. They want to have a block between Asia and Europe, blocking transit between Asia. They want to have a block and barrier between Asia and Africa, preventing land transit and land corridor to go all the way from Asia to Egypt. They do so to prevent the economic activity, trade, transit, and movement of goods and people. So Israel acts as a roadblock. It's another geopolitical design they have. They're using Israel for. Another design is geopolitics and world order wants to kill nations at the central in the central earth on the rolling basis, meaning America and world order and geopolitical designers come and kill people in Middle East, in the Red Sea, in the Arabian Peninsula, and North Africa, majority Muslim regions, and they come and kill the Muslims every 20 years, every 50 years, every 100 years. Meaning, for example, at the first of 19th century, all of North Africa and Middle East had 2 or 3 million population. Everybody was already killed. And they all repeated again, again, and again. So they are using Israel and security of Israel to suppress nations around Israel. For example, they killed Syria and majority of the people there, and Iraq, and then Palestine. And they make these conflicts around Israel with excuse of long-term security of Israel. So Israel is and security of Jewish people, and Holocaust is being used by United States of America to repeat many Holocausts around Israel. Not for hate against the peoples, but for geopolitical design, designed to keep the regions at the center of planet Earth or center of Eurasia, Africa, unpopulated and undeveloped. So what's the goal they have for Israel themselves? Are they wanting to remove the Muslims and then repopulate them with the Jewish people? No, it is not what they are doing. Geopolitical design usually uses these peoples and then kills them. See, meaning geopolitical design and United States of America in future will kill Israeli people by the hand of Americans or other actors, possibly Americans and neighbors of Israel. This is what geopolitics, world order, and America have done repeatedly in their history, and we know dangerous presence of Israel immediately has for a state of Israel and Jewish people. Because actions of Israel, for example, bombing of Gaza, bombing of Lebanon, bombing, killing of Palestinians, and other activity Israel does, for example, helping to kill people, Muslims in Syria, angers the Arab street and Muslim population and Arab leaders. It remains in the psyche of Muslims for decades and even centuries. And one day in future, somebody will take the revenge and they will kill the Jewish people. This is a design they have to kill the Jewish people after they killed Muslims. And they have done this repeatedly throughout their history. Muslims and Jewish people are the two ethnicities that have been killed repeatedly around the world. And it is very dangerous that they are brought all together in the same location. So what's the roadmap for peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians? We can have two state or three states solution, meaning we cannot have one state solution between Israel and Palestine. Two state solution must include West Bank, all of the Negev Desert, and Gaza as part of a state of Palestine, and Israel will have its own state. Now, also the settlements Israel has built in West Bank must be handed over to Palestinians, in which people of Palestine will settle in the Israeli settlements in West Bank. Now, why all of the south of Israel must be connected to, be given to a state of Palestine? Because we need to connect the West Bank to Gaza, and we also need to connect Jordan to Africa, meaning there must be a land corridor for Asia to transit on land from Asia, from Iran to Iraq to Syria to Jordan to southern Israel or future state of Palestine to Egypt. Or we can have three state solutions, meaning we will have a Palestinian state in West Bank, Israeli state in the northwest, and we will have an Iranian territory in south of Israel to connect Jordan or part of Jordan territory to connect Asia to Africa. And it would be three states solution. We also have five state solutions, and we have also this economic and political and military union of Middle East and North Africa, in which all of the Middle Eastern nations, Red Sea and North African nations will make an economic union, and Israel will join as a member. And there will be common border and free movement of people, goods and industrial supplies, and you know, economic products can be moved across the borders among nations. And this is another project we can have as a design to solve Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And then there will be also Palestinian representatives in there, and they will have, you know, common militaries even in the future, and there will be security, long-term security, and it will heal the wounds between Palestinians and Israelis, Muslims and Jewish peoples. And it will improve the ties between them and will prevent the genocides both now and future. What about Trump's peace plan? Trump's peace plan is rejected as stupidly backward and not working. So we reject Trump's peace plan. Trump even moved the embassy of United States of America from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And once they moved it to Jerusalem, we targeted America by an earthquake in Alaska to punish America. Then Brazil moved its embassy to Jerusalem, and we targeted Brazil with a very strong earthquake. Any country that moves its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem will be targeted by an earthquake. Do I have hate and anger toward Jewish people? No, I live in a town that there is majority Jewish people. I have Jewish neighbors, and I work with Jewish peoples, and majority of my friends were Jewish people during the last decade. I don't have any enmity against them, nor I have enmity against the state of Israel as a people, nor as a nation. My problem with the state of Israel is the geopolitical design behind the state of Israel, which is designed to create killings of Muslims and genocide, and to create a roadblock between Asia and Africa, and dangers it causes to my different activities and my development projects. Because Israel has been repeatedly being used to suppress my economic developments and expansions around the world. This is why I am angry at the state of Israel. But I love Jewish people as I love Muslims and other people of the world. So I love Israel. but there's also geopolitics and issues we have. But again, many people are afraid of retaliating against Israel, but I'm not afraid of retaliating against Israel. For example, if Israel attacks you, you usually are made afraid of retaliating against Israel. I'm not afraid of retaliating against Israel, even if I love Israel. I have many capabilities and means and many actors which I can use to retaliate. But again, I like Israel and I use Israel in different projects and different means. So what's our goal with Netanyahu? We want to impeach and imprison Netanyahu. We imprisoned an Israeli prime minister for 15 years in the past, then we later released him in 2018. And we want to do the same with Netanyahu and imprison him. And we have many excuses and means of imprisoning Netanyahu. We want to also help the left parties in Israel to win the elections and win the majority of the seats in Israeli Knesset. Once we have majority of the seats in Knesset, we will have the left Israeli parties to have the majority to make a coalition with each other to form an Israeli government. But we must have people and assets in Israel to take the power who will not be for war against Palestinians, and they must be lifting the siege on Gaza, and they must not be used against my Iranian interests. If they are going to be used against my Iranian interests, then I'm not going to be nice. So I need next Israeli government to be left political parties, and the figure, an asset that will lead the state of Israel as prime minister of Israel, must lift the siege on Gaza and make friendship with neighbors of Israel, and even work toward the two-state solution, and must be protective of my Iranian interests. And we can do so by election meddling with mass mind control. We have substantial amount of mass mind control capability in Israel. Yes, we can help left political parties in Israel to win the election, and we will have majority by left political parties and their coalition, and then we will in Knesset, and then we will have a left prime minister in Israel, like Gantz. But Gantz is not going to be supportive of Iranian interests, is not going to lift the siege on Gaza, and is not going to be working toward a two-state solution. We need a new asset, a new prime minister planned to replace Gantz, to be in favor of two-state solutions, lift the siege on Gaza, and work for my Iranian interests. So we need to have another figure replacing Gantz for the near future, like next couple of months. But Gantz himself is good for other geopolitical projects we have on our mind. He's better than Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's qualified to be president of Israel. But it will not make much difference for population of Gaza. Now we get to Netanyahu. Netanyahu is war criminal and has caused global hate and anger against Iranian people and Muslim people and Palestinian people, and has been involved in many war crimes. So Netanyahu must be imprisoned for decades. Decades and decades, man. Put that Netanyahu in prison for decades. Now, and some, you know, getting cigars and some financial corruptions is just excuse of taking him to court. His crimes are big, and we don't want historic record of saying Netanyahu or Prime Minister of Israel did war crimes, or we would have imprisoned him for war crimes. So put him in prison for taking some cigars and some donations, or I will put him in prison for war crimes. Now, I'm more worried for Iran and Iranian people and Muslim people around the world due to the global hate manufactured against Iranians due to actions of Israel and due to actions of United States of America, more than I am worried for Israelis. Because nobody is plotting to target Israel or kill Israel. But America and other actors around the world are constantly and angering people of the world against Iranians. So there is more nations and people to be worried about. But I'm still worried for Israel, and this is why I want a left political party in power in Israel, whom we will work toward improving relations with Arab street and heart and mind of Muslim people. Yes, Gaza, southern Israel, and southern Lebanon are considered Iranian territories, and they were historically Iranian territories. They were places, there were naval forces for Iran in Gaza and in southern Lebanon for Iran for watching the Suez Canal and for presence on Mediterranean Sea. And also southern Israel must be a, you know, we have a land corridor. Let me find one for you on the map, like Djibouti, connecting Ethiopia to Eritrea. Or we are having a small area in Afghanistan, which is very narrow, connecting Afghanistan to China. This is how we connect Iran directly to China through Afghanistan. We are also creating Nakhchivan or Karabakh to connect Iran to Black Sea directly through another future Iranian territory. We also have Basra for Iraq and Basra and Bosnia, which has a small area next to Croatia, connecting them to open sea. We have another Iranian territory under control of Israel right now in southern Israel, which connects Middle East to Iran. Now, by Iranian territory, I mean Persian Empire and geopolitical designs. Because geopolitics doesn't clarify what nation or what actor controls a region and leaves for them behind capabilities and assets in geopolitics and world orders to be controlling their regions in future for the designs they have. Constant Israeli lobbying against Iran and Iranian interests and both forces and Iranian allies in Middle East has caused global angers against Iran and its allies. It has become okay in the heart and minds of media, news organizations, and public, and even governments in Europe and America to kill Iranian allies like Assad, like even Hashdan Shabi in Iraq, and even Houthi rebels in Yemen. And also Israel has created lots of against Iranian interests. It is because Iran is geopolitical balance of power against USA, but America has been targeting Iranian allies around the world so aggressively by employing Israel and privileges of a state of Israel to defend the Jewish people. Meaning, Israel has been pretending that the interests of Jewish people is in danger and their survival is in danger, and they have a privilege to organize global efforts, and it is a level of deep state. And then the privilege being applied in a geopolitical battle between Iran and USA. Now we get to the depths of Iran and USA war and conflict. In the depths of USA and Iran conflicts, we have overthrows in Canada, Britain, European Union, and other parts of the world and changing USA presidents. But nobody sees it, and they see Houthis, Hashdan Shabis, and you know, Assad and Hezbollah. But depth of Iran and Iraq war, Iran and America war, is not Iranian Islamic Republic of Iran having assets in Middle East and Red Sea. But we get to levels of election meddling, overthrows, regime changes, and even other means, economic warfare using different actors. This war has been going on for decades and centuries, and it's the depths of Iran and America war, in which, for example, they changed Michael Trudeau. They gave independence to Britain and they have Brexit. And then they will use Canada in future to have conflict between USA and British Empire revived. And this gets to the depths of war between Iran and USA. See, Iran and Persian Empire used to do overthrows in South America and even North American continent. And we even had a statement in Farsi saying, Jerbede Parakon. Meaning one person says Jerbede means tear apart, and then there is New Jersey and Jordan. And the other person says Paragon, and there was creation of nation of Paraguay. Meaning they dividing lands and territories around the world in North and South America, competing with each other and dividing their empires. And there has been a long, long geopolitical battle between Persia and United States, in which they overthrew and changed nations in South America, Europe, and around the world in geopolitical confrontation against each other. And depth of the war continues, and that war still continues even without direct involvement of Islamic Republic of Iran and Iranian government. System is fighting on its own. For example, this story is very old, and its use of mind control and geopolitics and world order and deep states. Anyway, but they say in addition to issue of, you know, to addition to control of Suez Canal and having a land transit between Africa and Middle East, there is issue of land and holy land and the holy places that are located in Israel. What do you say about that? Now, this question was asked, and I'm answering the questions asked. Yes, there is also issue of land, and you know, it was the continuous home of the Palestinian peoples for 2,000 to 3,000 years, and many of the Palestinians were Jewish peoples who converted to Islam. So you remember, Jewish people who were settled in Palestine were not all removed and scattered across the planet Earth. Many of them converted to Islam, and they became Muslims. And there are Palestinians living in Palestine still to this day. But Israel kills them and pays them no mind. Many of the priests who worked in the temple were in Gaza. And it's interesting, we studied their genetics, and Israel killed them for working in Gaza, for living and being in Gaza, even though they were priests working in the Holy Temple during the Solomon Empire and Jewish Empire, whatever it was. Yes. Then there is also Arabs are speaking Semitic languages. If you are enemy of Arab people, then you are also anti-Semitic. If you are anti-Palestinian, if you hate Palestinians, then you are also anti-Semitic, because Semitic languages is both Jewish and Arab and parts of Africa. So it's also to brief you how actually the word anti-Semitism means. Now, also about the issue of Holy Land. Now, the issue of Holy Land, the history of it is very insulting, and we don't want to talk about it because many people will get angry. But so we don't want to talk about the real location of Holy Land. But assume it is in Jerusalem. But some people say it's some other location, and there is very insulting history associated with it, but we don't want to talk about the Holy Land. But if we go to the common history accepted by majority of population of the earth as people know it and assume it today, the Jerusalem and Palestine and Israel is holy to three major religions, Abrahamic religions, in Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, and all have claims to a state of Palestine and Israel. Now, we can even have, so they have all some sort of claims or attachment to the nation of Israel and Palestine and to the land, because the presence of, you know, different holy sites in Israel and Palestine. But so it brings about another idea that some people have proposed. We can remove a state of Israel and a state of Palestine and create an Abrahamic state in which people from all religions come together and they have their own parliaments and their own, you know, holy cities, and they lead their holy people from that location. So a nation controlled by three major religions. Why is it insulting? What is it about it? This is another question that was asked. Now, I tell you why it is so insulting, the things about Jerusalem that they don't tell us. See, Jerusalem is on the land corridors, meaning there is a historic road connecting Asia from all the way from China to Africa and Egypt through Jerusalem. And it's also close to sea transit and sea corridors. And it's close to Mediterranean Sea, Suez Canal, and Red Sea. But land and sea transit was happening in large volumes. And when people were making travel from one part of the world to another part, would stop by Holy Temple. And the Holy Temple was a place of sin, meaning they were making gamblings, sales of goods, and other major sins in the Holy Temples for centuries and millennia, until Jesus came and kicked their tools of sins and made it a house of prayer. And the people came from around the world to pray there. So we get to geopolitics of religion. So not only it was a place of sin and gambling and such, so people would rest and do their, you know, their fun things and move on with their travel. But there's also geopolitics of holy houses like Jerusalem. They are located on land corridors and sea corridors, and on the crossroads of transits of both people and goods and supplies. And this is how smart God was, because intelligence of God, this helped him to decide, use a median location between all nations of the earth. So when people want to travel to pay pilgrimage to temple in Israel and in the holy house, they will have all, you know, the means of doing so, so it's accessible to everyone. Now, it's also got outside geopolitics. But then later, Muslims came and built Al-Aqsa Mosque over the ruins of the Solomon Temple. I must say, Solomon Temple was destroyed by Romans, and then Iranians rebuilt it by the Cyrus the Great, which was called Sheikh al-Messiah or Messiah, and he was anointed. And then Jesus comes and purifies the house, and then the Romans come and destroy the house. And then Muslims come and again build the house, but this time at Al-Aqsa Mosque. But Jewish people have a great interest in building the house similar to the previous Holy House. But you can go and build one in Las Vegas and go there and pray. So in accordance to international conventions and United Nations conventions, Jerusalem Al-Quds or Al-Aqsa Mosque must be controlled by Palestine and state of Palestine, and Trump cannot move his embassy to Jerusalem and must be returned to Tel Aviv. So as you can see, geopolitics of Israel is very significant. It is on major transit lines, both land and sea. It's holy to many people of the world, as a separation barrier between Muslims and Africans and Asians. Israel is also, you know, where Jewish people are settled, and there's also economy of Israel we analyzed, and also security and military of Israel. So there's also depth of geopolitical battles between Iran and America, which Iran has been doing it, so with the excuse of fighting Israel. But Iran does not have the goal of defeating Israel in any geopolitical battle, because Iran will defeat Israel if Iran decides to do so. Iran has been using Israel as an excuse to establish himself and its interests in strategic locations. And these are very deep at the level of geopolitics and mind control, and the politicians don't even know it. For example, Islamic Republic of Iran had thought that they are helping and protecting Muslims from genocide, but then at the end they will find out that they've done so for geopolitical location, geostrategic locations around the world, and there are their historical rights. So, and there is lots of moving parts about Israel, and history is old, and it's a new era now. So there's not much left to be said about Israel. Well, we can talk about Israel for hours and days, but these are major things we have said. And unfortunately, due to mind control conflicts, in the middle of conversation, we had some angry parts. But it is okay. It's an Israel conversation. All right, anyway, we get to the advertisement. My name is Makan Abuzari, and if you need help with lobbying, if you need help with overthrows of countries, if you need help with election meddlings, if you need to bring USA economy down or move the stock market up and down, or if you want to use USA Congress and Senate as one unified force to vote for a bill or vote against a bill, or if you want to bring a special leader into power in any country, you can contact me at 617-935-5792. Mm-hmm.